This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. Following the election of Donald Trump, Seattle reaffirmed its status as a sanctuary city. It means city employees will not ask residents about their immigration status. Mayor Ed Murray says Seattle will remain a welcoming city for immigrants, even if it means losing federal funding.
These are our neighbors, and we will continue to support our neighbors. That's what community is about. We can't allow ourselves to be divided and sorted out. That's not America. I think by continuing to be a sanctuary city, we're doing the most American thing that we could possibly do.
President-elect Trump promised to cut all federal funding to sanctuary cities like Seattle. But University of Washington law professor Hugh Spitzer told me that's easier said than done.
So we have to remember that the cities are creatures of the state. They're created by states. Their powers and responsibilities are controlled by states. And the federal government has limits in terms of what it can do to either tell what states to do or to encourage them to do what the federal government wants. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that the federal government cannot order states around and tell them to do things affirmatively, and that goes to the cities also as creatures of the state. So the federal government cannot commandeer or command the states and the cities to do anything. What the federal government tends to do is to induce the states and the cities to do what it would like by offering money or by withdrawing money when the states and the local governments don't do what they want.
President-elect Trump has threatened to cut all federal funding to cities who have these sanctuary policies. Wouldn't that still be able to happen?
Well, based on these past Supreme Court decisions, particularly those written by so-called conservative justices, the federal government can cut back a little money here and a little money there in areas that are related to immigration, perhaps, or law enforcement. But they can't hit the cities over the head with a sledgehammer and take all their money away.
And that's because?
And that's because, specifically, in the Affordable Care Act case, Chief Justice Roberts, just 2 or 3 years ago, said that the federal government could not take away all Medicaid funding from states that decline to expand their Medicaid programs as ordered by Congress. And he said, you just can't do that. You can have relatively mild encouragement, but not a gun to the head.
Hugh, if this became a legal issue, you seem convinced that the Supreme Court would come down in favor of sanctuary cities like Seattle. Why?
Because the doctrines here, the legal doctrines, have been developed primarily by justices on the Supreme Court that we identify as being conservative: Scalia, Roberts, Rehnquist before them, and not by the liberals. The so-called liberals historically have tended to support the federal government being able to push the states around a little more.
And because it suited their
because
policies.
Because it suited where their notion that a robust federal government is a good thing. But you got to remember that these things are not really liberal or conservative or Democratic and Republican. These are constitutional balance issues that go back a couple of hundred years, and they're there for a reason. And the protections that we have by having semi-sovereign states are very important.
Hugh Spitzer is a professor of law at the University of Washington. This story came from KUOW's immigration team, which is looking at the impact of the Trump administration on the lives of immigrants and refugees in the Puget Sound region. To hear more stories and to share your thoughts, visit us at KUOW.org. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.